You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is David Keating, Executive Director of the Club for Growth, an organization trying to make sure free market conservatives are represented as much as possible in the U.S. Congress. The group was mentioned repeatedly today by now Democratic Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter as for one of the reasons he believes the party is lurching too far to the right. Here's just an excerpt from Specter's comments on Tuesday.
Club for Growth challenged. Remember Link Chafee? They made him spend all his money in the primary and he lost the general. And had Link Chafee been elected in 2006, the Republicans would have controlled the Senate in 2007 and 8. And I would have been chairman of the committee.
And David, there are other Republicans that he mentioned there that he says lost their jobs in Congress because of the Club for Growth. And then your candidates weren't able to hold the seat, such as Wayne Gilchrist in Maryland, Joe Schwartz of Michigan, Heather Wilson of New Mexico, et cetera. What do you make of his explanation that your politics are one of the reasons he changed parties today?
Arlen Specter saw that Republican primary voters simply weren't going to vote for him. Whether we endorsed his opponent or not, I think that was a conclusion that was he was going to come to sooner or later.
Talk a little bit for our listeners who aren't as familiar with the focus of your group, what the Club for Growth is all about and the type of candidates you like to recruit.
The Club for Growth is all about, as the name might suggest, policies that help create economic growth. And we believe the policies that do that are low inflation, low taxes, reasonable regulation, free trade, and responsible federal spending. And we have seen too little of these sorts of things from Arlen Specter in the past. And it's one reason why the Club for Growth PAC endorsed Pat Toomey, who was challenging Arlen Specter for his renomination in the Republican Party that Arlen Specter left today. Arlen Specter saw the polls, both the polls that were public and I'm sure the polls he did privately. And there was no way he was going to win that race against Pat Toomey. In fact, I think there was a good chance that even a minor candidate had a decent shot at taking Arlen Specter out in the primary. Specter, like most politicians, decided to do what's best for himself, which is run under another banner in this case.
David, your organization obviously goes back a long way with Senator Specter. In fact, you endorsed Pat Toomey, who later became an executive in your organization, when he challenged Senator Specter back in 2004. What was it about the Specter record then and now that you believe is contrary to an agenda for growth?
Well, the old Club for Growth, what we pointed out back in 2004 when that group had endorsed Pat Toomey's candidacy against Arlen Specter was that Specter was consistently voting to undermine the tax cuts earlier on. And he was voting for increases in government spending and the like. And he was just not a reliable vote in any conceivable stretch of the imagination for policies that would help create economic growth. And Pat Toomey had a six-year record in the House of Representatives. He was elected from a district that had voted for Al Gore and then later John Kerry. And he was a proven economic conservative who appealed to independent voters and a lot of Democrats, too. So we thought Pat was a very good candidate in 2004 and think he will be again in this cycle.
Pennsylvania is a blue state for the most part. As you mentioned, there are some conservative pockets of it. There are certainly several members of Congress who are Republicans. With now a general election matchup likely between Specter and Toomey, what do you believe will happen there?
Well, actually, I'm not sure it's everything's a done deal with Arlen Specter winning the Democratic nomination. There is a candidate who is still in the race and who's still planning on running. And there's another Democratic congressman who still may decide to run. It's not clear to me that Arlen Specter will get the Democratic nomination. This is a man, from the view of Democrats, who was embraced very publicly and visibly when he ran in 2004 against Pat Toomey. And, you know, generally speaking, Democrats that are embraced by President Bush, it's not the sort of thing that you want to use in a primary contest. So everything that Arlen Specter said about Republican primary voting voters is, I think, equally true for Democratic primary voters. It's not clear to me yet that he's by any means cleared the field, and if he doesn't, whether he will win in the Democratic field. I think his chances are better, but they're certainly not guaranteed.
What do you make, David, of his contention that the party is hurt when groups such as yours endorse more conservative candidates that could do very well in primaries but ultimately end up losing the seats potentially to Democrats who are worse, in your estimation, than the moderate Republican you're hoping to get rid of in the primary?
Well, a couple things. First, Pat Toomey has a record of winning as an economic conservative in a seat that voted for Obama, Gore, and Kerry. So Pat is somebody that is, I think, has a lot of crossover appeal to Democrats, independents, as well as Republicans, because he's seen as someone who's principled. He, when he first ran for Congress, he said he was going to serve for 6 years, and he did leave after 6 years. So I don't buy that at all, that Pat isn't a candidate who has a good appeal statewide in Pennsylvania. I think he does.
Anything else that you would say in response to what the senator had to say about your group today?
Well, I think a key part of the problem that Republicans as a party have faced is Republicans, by and large, were seen by the electorate as saying one thing when they were campaigning and then getting into office and doing something else. And the Republican brand was, we're going to be responsible with your money, we're going to be responsible with your tax dollars. And then they saw Republicans take control, spend money on things like the Bridge to Nowhere, get involved in corruption scandals, and the voters said, we don't need this. This is not what you were talking about. And people like Arlen Specter, who confused the brand, in the short run, it may help the Republicans to have one more vote here or there, but in the long run, it's something that hurts them.
David, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
David Keating is Executive Director of the Club for Growth. This is Dateline Washington.